Here's a little story about the Oscars. The awards are Sunday. The event itself is the hottest ticket in Hollywood. And here is talent manager Michael McLean with a tale of his first Oscar experience.
Phil Kellogg was the head of the motion picture department, and I had to pick up his tickets for the Academy Awards show and banquet. The tickets were printed in black and white. I photocopied them, mounted them on heavier stock, took a razor blade, and made a perforation so they'd tear. Then I called Cherie, a girl I had dated in high school, and said, "I've just forged tickets to the Academy Awards and Governor's Ball. Do you want to go?" Before she answered, I added, "By the way, we could be arrested." She said, "Yeah." What a beautiful girl. We went to the Oscars. Phil Kellogg didn't show up, so we sat in his seats. And we went to the banquet afterwards. Phil Kellogg did show up. We walked to the back of the room, and I said, "Cherie, the game may be up here." We were standing at the bar about to leave when I saw Charlie Brackett, an old producer I'd known from when I was a mail boy at Fox. Charlie was the writer-producer of Journey to the Center of the Earth, State Fair, and Sunset Boulevard. He and his wife were leaving, so I introduced myself, and he remembered me. He said his wife wasn't feeling well. I said that this was our first time, and we were sitting way at the back, so could I trade tickets with him? He gave me his tickets, and Cherie and I sat in a front table with Sophia Loren, who had just won Best Actress for Two Women. She was there with her husband, Carlo Ponti. Maximilian Schell, who had won Best Supporting Actor for Judgment at Nuremberg, was also at the table with his mother. He started hitting on Cherie. I had a few drinks and asked Sophia to dance. She had on this ostrich feather boa kind of thing, and as we swirled around the dance floor, I kept blowing the feathers out of her cleavage. She was in hysterics. Carlo Ponti stared daggers at me. At the end of the evening, all the waiters came out with what they called the parade of cakes. Each cake had a wax Oscar on top. I believe the penalty was death if the waiter didn't return with that wax Oscar. But I was able to steal one and give it to Cherie. I've been to the Academy Awards a number of times since. I've been there with clients who have been nominated. It was never as much fun as going on those forged tickets.
Michael McLean is now a Hollywood talent manager. His story, If Looks Could Kill, appears in David Renson's book, The Mailroom. That's a collection of essays by movie industry insiders who really did start out in the mailroom.